Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And well, the Olympics are over. The 2008 Beijing Olympics came to a close in the most spectacular of ways, basically how it opened, with an unprecedented celebration of dance and music and fireworks. And so that leads us to one final check-in with our Olympics correspondent, the BBC's Ollie Williams, before the torch heads his way to London. Hey there, Ollie. Is there life after the Olympics?
Hello. I don't know about that. I'm still trying to find out. I put my television on yesterday afternoon, hoping to maybe catch some highlights. I don't know. And I sat there for 5 minutes and I wondered what I was looking at. And I thought, Beijing's changed.
Beijing's changed.
It turned out I was watching the film Good Morning Vietnam, starring Robin Williams. And it's all gone. It's gone. I can't find any more Olympics.
That almost suggests you were a bit delusional, Ollie. But let's just talk about those closing ceremonies. They certainly were beautiful.
The Chinese have put together opening and closing ceremonies that will never be matched again. They can do that. They're not a democracy. They can afford to plow money into this in a way that no democracy could justify to its voters. And they just put together, I mean, obviously they invented fireworks in the first place. They know how to use those things. And I mean, London had an 8-minute slot in the closing ceremony where we just drove a double-decker bus around for 8 minutes, which I think possibly shows a few technological limitations compared to the Chinese.
But wait a second, though. I was about to say, but there was somebody called David Beckham, who I believe was near that bus.
He did emerge from, well, the bus became a hedge, and then David Beckham emerged from the hedge and kicked a ball into the crowd, which is probably, you know, the Chinese don't have a David Beckham. That's 1-0 to us. But I think other than that, you've got to give them their due. Fantastic celebrations and a great games as well.
Would you say after spending $43 billion, was the Olympics a success?
Yes, it was a success. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sure there are other people who would disagree. I think the overwhelming majority of opinion that I've heard is that they've been a success. There's been no security incident of note that we've seen or we've been able to report. It's worth obviously flagging up there are reporting restrictions. And the games themselves, in terms of the actual sport, Michael Phelps winning 8 gold medals, there were so many different stories. It's just been a fascinating 2 weeks of sport.
And among those notables was the fact that Afghanistan walked away with a medal.
So many different countries did. I think around about 85 to 90 countries got themselves on the medal table by the end, which is still less than half of the countries who took part. So there's still more than half the Olympians who were involved are going to have to go back and have some harsh words from governments around the world. But Afghanistan won a medal. Iceland won a silver medal in the very last competition of the games. France won the 302nd gold of the game. They beat Iceland in the men's handball final. But a silver medal for Iceland is an achievement.
And so, as just to get back to Afghanistan, they won a bronze in taekwondo, which is not exactly the first sport you associate with that country.
No, it isn't. Then again, the Olympics, you find so many people popping up in sports where you would never have expected them to come. I mean, everyone remembers Eric the Eel from a few years ago, who swam, I think it was at Sydney. It could have been at Athens, who was just the worst swimmer in the world. But because of the fact that each country only gets a certain number of athletes and a continent has to be represented, you get athletes who come in and they can surprise people. And Afghanistan winning a bronze is an incredible achievement. Having said that, Taekwondo is struggling to hold on to Olympic recognition because the judging has been terrible at this Olympics and they need to sort it out.
Let's talk about the overall picture. The U.S. won the most medals, but that's certainly not the entire story. They won 110 medals total.
Yeah, if you live in the USA, congratulations, you won the Olympics. If you live anywhere else in the world, then congratulate China because they won the Olympics. NBC and the other US networks are the only people in the world who produce the medal table based on the overall number of medals, which conveniently means the US won. Everyone else in the world, the official Olympic organisers, the BBC, any other country, they all rank it according to the number of gold medals, which puts the US second to China by 15. So in the eyes of the world, China won the games, which is what we were expecting anyway. But it's a fantastic effort from the US.
Yeah, that's certainly interesting. Ollie Williams, thank you so much for all your Olympic coverage. We appreciate it, and we enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Williams, BBC sports correspondent, and he covered the Olympics for us. And it's good to note that the Paralympics, well, they're the next up. They begin on September 6th in Beijing.